Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good afternoon, inspired listeners all over the world, wherever you may be today. Thank you so much for being with us today and every Wednesday, and for being here with Mark and myself. We are excited to be here today, as we are every week. We really, really love spending this time with you and with our guests, our special guests, and learning from them. And today is no different. Today we are, boy, we've got a really, really important topic that we're going to be talking about on Inspired Living that centers around cancer, as we are coming up on cancer, the World Cancer Day, which is coming up on February 4th. So this topic is very timely, and also timely in many other ways, as we'll talk about later in the show, some of which relate to my own personal experiences. And for those of you out there who have been touched by cancer or are going through it directly yourself, this show is going to be a beautiful show that's going to show us different ways in which we can understand this disease and also how to live through it, to work through it, in the best and healthiest of ways. But first, I am Kim Falcon, founder of my spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen, with offices in Richmond, Virginia, and also Los Angeles, California. Today, I am broadcasting live from, or streaming live from, I should say, my office in LA. It's a beautiful, beautiful, sunny, clear blue sky day today. I'm so grateful for this wonderful weather and to be here with you. If you'd like to learn more about the work that I do in the way of readings, energy healings, and hypnotherapy, all in an effort to raise consciousness, you can find out or book a session directly with me at lovefirst.info. That's LoveFirst.info. My very, very special co-host today, who I love and adore up in the great Northwest, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Mark, glad you are here today. Happy to talk with you this next hour. How's it going up there?
Yes. Hi, Kim. Hi, inspired listeners. It's going well up here. I'm in Seattle, Washington. It was a beautiful morning this morning. It's January 31st, so we're already heading into February, if you can believe it. But that, I don't know if you got to see the trifecta of the eclipse this morning. I got up really early and sat in my hot tub and actually did a meditation while the moon was going into a full eclipse, from a red moon to an eclipse to a blue moon. It was spectacular to watch here in Seattle, Washington. Did you get a chance to see it?
Not at the exact time, but I was out in the early morning with my dog. She'd use the restroom, so I had to get up. it was so incredibly bright out, and it was the time that I got to see it was really, really special.
Yeah, the totality is something we haven't seen in over 150 years. So it was a really cool morning, and it's a nice time to release and let go of things that no longer serve your higher good. So, but just want to say hello to our inspired listeners all around the globe. Happy Wisdom Wednesday, as we like to say. And it is another inspiring episode of Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. We are so grateful that you could join us today. Today is going to be a very special show as we talk about dancing with cancer. And real quick, I want to get to how you can connect with us, how you can listen to all of our encore shows, and how you can call in to ask a question. So if you're listening to us live right now, if you want to post a question to our closed Facebook page, that's Inspired Living Radio. It is a closed community page where you can ask to join the community of our Inspired listeners all around the world. Post your question there. We'll be happy to bring it to air. Or you can call in to the OM Times Radio call-in station line in here in the United States. And that number is 1-202-570-7057. If you want to follow any of us, any of our shows on our Encore platform, you can find them on the OM Times Radio Archives Network that has all of our past 100-plus shows of Inspired Listening radio as we go into our third season. You can also find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, and YouTube. Also at marklanehart.com and lovefirst.info. If you're a social media person and you want to follow along with us on social media, again, you can visit us on our main Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, on our Twitter account at Inspired For Us. That is the number 4, Instagram at Inspired For Us, and Google Plus communities under Inspired Living Radio. If you'd like to work with me here in Seattle, Washington, or work with the Seattle Seer or the Intuitive Prospector, please visit marklanehart.com for all the information and links that you need, whether it's metaphysical, mediumship, psychic, sciences, healing, or getting out in nature. I would love to help you spiritually prospect for your own spiritual goal. And with that, because it is the last day in January, we have our positive affirmation as we move into the month of February. And the positive affirmation for the month of January is, I have been given endless talents, which I begin to utilize today. I have been given endless talents, which I begin to utilize today. And that's the Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation for the month of January. Kim, back to you.
Thank you, Mark. So as we've talked about a really important topic today, we're going to learn how mindfulness, art therapy, and also energy work can help you dance with cancer. As we welcome in our very special guest, Judith Errol. She is a painter, a poet, an art teacher, a meditation guide, and a health coach. In 2009, she began providing guided meditations and mandala drawing activities in oncology departments of major Israeli hospitals, supported by the Roche Pharmaceuticals, Roche Lends a Hand project. She has a bachelor's degree from Cornell University in human development. She's completed her master's in educational psychology at the Hebrew University, and also has a fine arts and art teaching degree from the Midrasha in Ramat HaSharon, places in Israel. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but Judith, thank you so much for joining with us today and for calling in at a very late hour in Israel. Mm-hmm. So welcome to the show and thank you for being with us.
Welcome, Judy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored. It's only 10 o'clock. It's not 2 in the morning, so it's still doable. And I think one of the most important things that you didn't say is that I have incurable but treatable cancer. I didn't write Dancing with Cancer from an academic point of view. So that's the point is that this is my dance, my dancing with cancer, and teaching how people can do this through my book, Dancing with Cancer.
Yes, thank you for pointing that very important part out of your background and history. And that was actually going to be my first question to you to share with us, if you don't mind, a little bit about you. You come from a very interesting background and, you know, how you've taken, I'm sure, you know, which was a life-changing diagnosis, kind of really revolutionized it into something that is you know, a positive movement for yourself, but also for other people who might be going through the same thing. So talk to us a little bit about your experience and your background.
Okay, well, I've been meditating since the 80s. I've been drawing all my life. And in the 80s, I went back and I started to go, I went to school again, you know, for art and became an artist. But when I got the cancer diagnosis, something happened that changed my life, of course. And I was on a spiritual path, so I knew the importance of the mind-body connection, but I didn't know what to do about it, you know? And after I cried a great deal when the doctor left after she told me the diagnosis, I knew that I would guide myself. And how did I know I would guide myself? In 91, I was with my mother when she was given the diagnosis of a very aggressive bladder cancer. And the doctor went on to tell about the protocol of what was going to be. And he said that she needed 2 cycles of chemotherapy directly to the bladder. And then if that didn't work, it wasn't 100%, then she would have her bladder removed and she would live. And I sensed the unconscious message that was being given, that he didn't believe in the chemo would work. And when I looked at my mother, I realized she sensed it too, but I realized she accepted his decision. For her, the doctor was the doctor. He knew everything, and she was going to be a good patient and go through everything, but she accepted it. And when I knew I had to get this unconscious decision, make it conscious, and help her change her decision, and we did. And I said to her, make a different decision. Decide one cycle of chemotherapy is going to be 100%. I wasn't sure if she could do it or if it could be done, but I just threw it out there because I was trying to shake her up. And she said, okay. And I said, okay, I'll help you with everything. And we read Bernie Siegel together, the Love, Medicine, and Miracles. I went through Louise Hay with her. And when I told, when we discussed what cancer was, according to Louise Hay, I thought Louise Hay was crazy. She said, you know, it was from a great sorrow, a great hurt that was eating you up. And this isn't my mother. And then I looked at my mother and she was in tears, and out came the secret that was eating her up of sexual abuse, which was something that was a shock. And then we started to work on it, to work on forgiveness, to work on all kinds of things. And we worked on with meditations, Stephen Halpern's music with healing subliminal messages. Stephen Halpern was a school friend of mine, and he sent me the music. And I put her on a diet of happiness, not to watch anything that was more tense than Walt Disney or Barbara Streisand. And I meant that in a good way. And she did everything I said, and we worked. And then after 2 weeks, I went back to Israel, and we were on the phone every day. And after 6 weeks, I was in a meditation group, and I was sort of thinking, well, what's doing with Mom? And I see myself in a crystal cage on clear water and like in a boat. Okay. And then 2 days later, I get a call and my mother says, you'll never guess what happened. It's all gone. The doctor doesn't believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
But we knew what happened. And that was when the mind, body, the conscious decision of a mind became so clear to me. And so when my doctor gave me my diagnosis, I had this flashback of that whole thing that I just told you with my mom. And I just said to myself, okay, if I could guide her, I can guide me. And then I burst out. When the doctor left, I burst out in tears and, you know, whatever. And then I started to guide myself. And it worked well. I was a total invalid. I had a brace from I have a collapsed vertebrae, and I had a brace from my collarbone to my pelvis, and I couldn't lift more than a glass of water. I wasn't allowed to lift more than a glass of water. That means I couldn't make myself a cup of tea or pick up my glasses if they fell. You know. Mm-hmm. I was really impressive. That's the way one of my doctors put it. It was very impressive. But there was little I could do, and I had nothing. I couldn't work. I couldn't be, you know, I had to live with this. So I came up with what I call artwork, which is using verbal and nonverbal thoughts and putting them to work, putting them into action. Not leaving them, but putting them into action, and that can, you know, in many different ways.
You know, Judith, you covered so many just beautiful, really important key points and messages, I think, that is very wonderful for our audience to hear, and anybody who might be going through any kind of a struggle in life, a difficulty in life, because that mind-body connection can really be applied to all challenges, any kind of life challenge that might come your way, and including, you know, diagnosis is the one that we're talking about. But the mind-body connection just shows how important it is. We're going to continue on with this conversation. This is leading us into our first break here. We'll be back in 2 minutes. As we talk through that importance of the mind-body connection with our special guest, Judith Arel, calling in from Israel. Thank you, Judith. We'll be back in two.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, you know, your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our very special guest today calling in from Israel, Judith Errol. We're talking about her experience with a diagnosis of cancer and what she has done using the mind-body connection to help her work through it and to also help others work through it. She's got a very helpful book out called Dancing with Cancer. And she's, Judith, thank you again for being with us on the show. Before we went to break, we were talking about, of course, the mind-body connection, how that helped your mom through bladder cancer, and also how when you received your diagnosis, that you used that same, those same principles to and tools to help you work through your own experience. If you want to carry on from there, what led you, you know, what it is that you're doing, how it is these things have helped you, your book, all kinds of great. I feel like you've got a lot of great wisdom to share with us today because there's so many people out there that have, as you noted, yes, in your writing, that are either affected themselves or know somebody who is.
Well, first let me just say that my book, Dancing with Cancer, I use my name Judy, Errol, not Judith. I use the name Judy. Somehow it's more friendly for me.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, what I wanted to say is I have in the book my experiences and tools to deal with all kinds of different protocols, radiation, chemo, bone marrow transplant, surgery. I went through everything. But one of the things that I think that was really, really important is understanding, one of the things that I started to do was trying to understand what I was feeling. And I did that by journaling, by brainstorming, in writing, by doodling, by drawing. I would draw circles, and then inside the circle, I would sort of like say, okay, this is just draw whatever came to mind, because, as if I was looking at some kind of mental landscape, you know, peeking in. And I learned about myself. And one day a friend of mine came while I was going through radiation. She looked at this drawing that I did, and she said, okay, I see what you're trying to get rid of, but what are you putting instead? I mean, mm-hmm. The radiation is taking away the cancer cells. What's going instead? And that's something that became a very strong part of my whole process in various ways, because once we know what we don't want, we can choose what we do want. And then we can put our intentions in a very specific place, and our attention with our desire, and reach what we want. For example, she said, well, what are you putting in during the radiation? And so I started drawing, and I decided, well, what should I put in? I believe that what's inside me is reflected outside, you know, mirrors me. So if I put a smile inside me, then the world will also smile at me. So I started to draw, and I wasn't sure what I was doing, and it worked out with smiles and hearts and all kinds of stuff. And it doesn't matter if it looks normal or whatever. It doesn't have to be artistic. It puts you in a zone. And this mm-hmm. zone is like meditating. When you start creating, it could be any kind of creative activity. I use drawing or painting because it's so accessible to everybody and to anybody, but it can be any kind of creative activity or even physical activity if you have the intention there, like with each step you strengthen something. When you're in this zone where all of a sudden time disappears, you stop thinking what was or what will be. There's no judgment. You're just in a line or in a color. You know, which color am I choosing? Red. Am I going to do it this way or that way? Am I going to add a little orange? You know, the left brain, the thinking brain, the comparing brain, the judging brain gets bored with this. It you know, what does it care about red or blue? You know.
Right.
It doesn't, it can't deal with it. So when you're in this mode of creativity and of doing, the left brain disappears and your body is like in a meditation. There's no stress. And you just can talk to yourself. And that's what I did. I put smiles in my cells. I put smiles in my vertebrae. I put smiles in my body. I put smiles in my mind. And I drew this every day a little bit more. Each day I had radiation. And it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It was just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then with chemo, it was the same thing. You know, I was, chemo was frightening. And Bernie mm-hmm. Siegel says, you know, if you accept what's happening, then you have less side effects. And I figured that's, you know, what you resist persists. That's a known thing. So I tried to figure out ways how to like the chemo, you know, which not mm-hmm. is not so easy, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Deepak Chopra says that every cell in our body has a memory of every other thing that's going on. So I decided that I wanted my chemo not only to take away the rogue cells, I wanted to take away the memories too, and to take away what caused it. Now, I don't know if that's possible, but I didn't care. I just wanted it. I just decided I wanted this too. And I tried to demystify this fire-breathing dragon of chemotherapy. And I was making lists on my computer, and I was brainstorming and writing down all my thoughts, the good ones and the bad ones and stuff. And then all of a sudden I saw the word chemotherapy differently. I wrote C-H-E, and then I typed M-O-T-H-E-R, and I said, what? C-H-E-M-O-T-H-E-R, that's Chi Mother Appy, Mother Energy Therapy. If you can look at chemotherapy like mother, like nurturance, like, you know, I love my mother. I loved her very dearly. And, you know, it just changed everything. And then when I finally did get my chemotherapy, and I had a very extreme case. I was hospitalized for my chemo for 5 to 6 days, 96 straight hours of drip chemo. And I was, as I said, very invalidish. And I looked at this chemo, and it was a beautiful copper color. And I just flipped. I loved it. And I used it, and I use it still. Every time I use copper, it's always something very positive in my drawings and in my art. I looked at it as being something wonderful.
You know,
that's crazy, right? I know.
No, absolutely not, Judy. It is absolutely not crazy. And I'll share something, you know, just with our audience too. This really hits home for me because, golly, I've lost track of time, but in the last 2 weeks, my father was diagnosed with cancer. And so this is a very
I'm serious too.
I'm serious too, because just like you did with your mom, I'm doing the same with my father, because I'm on the spiritual path already myself. So listening to what you're talking about is really resonating. And he went through his first treatment of chemotherapy last weekend. And so when you said it's scary, it kind of is, because it's just this unknown, but it is how it is you choose to see it. And exactly the way you were talking about seeing the chemo in, you turned it around into a way that was healing and positive for you. It's the same that I did with my dad, working with the chemotherapy and doing energy healing on it. Talk to us a little bit about the energy healing work that you do, because I've been doing a lot on my father, and I'll tell you, it has changed everything. So I'd love to hear what your story is. And for the listening audience, that's been my experience. Energy healing shift everything.
I don't really do energy healing. I did for my mother, you know, and whatever I could, but I for myself, I go to someone for energy healing if I need it. But
okay.
I do the healing from the mind and from the doing. And I'm open to energy healing, and I use energy healing, of course. But I think that the mindset is the most important thing that has to be done. And the thing that I did at the very beginning, which I think was so important because of my mother's unconscious, when she unconsciously agreed with the doctor,
right,
as far as what her diagnosis would lead to, I realized that we are always making decisions, always. They can be conscious or unconscious. So I realized I had to make my decisions consciously, and I had to make very clear decisions, and I decided that I was going to have the best healing that my body would allow. I didn't know what that would be, because you realize I was an invalid at the time. And I decided that I was going to have the best healing, and I saw myself on the top of, you know, one of these curves where, you know, like in when you get a grade, I was going to be at the very top. That's where I saw myself. I was not a statistic. I was not a percentage. I am 100% me. And I tell this to people. Yeah. You are 100% you. There can be 5% that can do this. Why can't you be in that 5%? You're 100% you. So it doesn't matter, you know, what the percentage is. I decided that I was going to be on top. And that was a very important decision that I made. Very, very important.
Right. Everything starts with the thought. And I love how you're going into the hospitals and the oncology units and working with them, because just through my own experience, you know, the conversations we've had with the oncologists and the doctors and, you know, the nurses, they're not talking about the things that we're talking about. They're talking about things from a very medical standpoint, you know, the treatments and, you know, this pill and that pill. And
they don't really appreciate it, basically.
And it's everything.
And somehow I sort of, sometimes I feel like the medical staff doesn't see me, you know, except in one place where a doctor came up to me and said, you know, my patients keep on talking about how wonderful your activity is and how good it is. And I'll just tell you something about that. I had one situation where a woman was supposed to have a bone marrow transplant. I had a bone marrow transplant also. Did wonderfully, of course. But she couldn't begin the procedure because her blood pressure was so high. And I was there that day. So one of the nurses says, maybe you'll come and see what you can do. So, of course, I did a meditation with her, and her blood pressure lowered, of course. But besides that, I spoke with her. She was so frightened. And she didn't realize what it means to have a bone marrow transplant. It is a blessing. You are creating yourself again. You are getting rid of all of your defenses, and you are creating them anew. That means that you can decide what defenses aren't suitable anymore and decide what you want build in your new body. And that's what I did.
That's right.
So I have meditations for that also in my book. And it's a very important thing to understand that, first of all, we have a choice in everything, in everything. Another thing I wanted to say about the hospital work that I do is with the mandala drawing. You know, I bring I draw mandalas, and I bring, things to color them with, and people just love it. And sometimes I had this one man recently, a few days, who three times he didn't want to do it. You know, it was for kids. The third time he did. And he thanked me so much. He didn't believe what happens, because when you draw, again, as I said, you just get into a zone that's completely different, and there's total relaxation. And it's quite wonderful. It really is. There was one thing I forgot to tell you about that I wanted to say about my own back. I did transformational drawing on my back. What does that mean? I took the CT and I copied it, and my bone looked like a squashed pita bread. You know, it just looked, it was like squashed together. It was, the doctor said to me, the one good thing is it can't collapse anymore. It's totally collapsed. So I started to think how I would change that if I was, you know, like on Photoshop or something. And so I started to transform it, and I pulled and I drew the different transformations where I was pulling the top and the bottom apart, and I was filling up each area with gold and silver, as if I was putting that into the cells, and I was drawing this. Now, this drawing took me 5 hours. Five hours total concentration. And this is just one drawing. I drew many drawings on my back. And I decided before I really started the drawings that I did on my back, on the bones, I decided that I wasn't going to try to change the physical back, the physical bone, because that's sort of like being a bit showy, show-offy, you know, ego. I just decided, what do I want? I want full function and no pain, and that's what I have. And I dance and I swim and I do whatever I want. I'm perfectly fine.
That is excellent. It's all new ways in which you co-create your new life that you're creating for yourself. And you're transforming it through thoughts, through drawings, through everything. That's our second break. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. Our very special guest today, Judy Ariel, talking about dancing with cancer. And if you want to call in the second half of the show, the number to call in is 1-202-570-7057. That is the number here in the United States. And we're talking about dancing with cancer and Judy's journey and why she wrote the book. And it really does focus in on the creation of positive and a proactive mindset with which you face specific stages and challenges of cancer. And we thought it would be a fantastic book to talk about and a subject to talk about, especially as we approach World Cancer Day, which will be on Sunday, February 4th. And for those of us that have been impacted by cancer, either, you know, like Kim was saying earlier in the show, her father was just diagnosed. I've lost my father and brother to cancer. And of course, Judy, with her journey right now of dealing with cancer every day. So welcome back to the show, Judy. Let's pick up where we left off. But first, let's get some websites out there so people that are doing this journey with cancer and want to have a different perspective of how to dance with cancer, where can they find your book?
Well, my book is on Amazon right now, and it's also, I guess, in various bookstores wherever. I don't know exactly because I'm so a little bit far away from it. But Amazon.com is for sure. And Dancing with Cancer by Judy Ariel. And it's out there. It will be, it's coming out actually on the 6th. That's when it's being released.
On the 6th. I've got February 2018, so I wasn't sure of the actual date, but I'm just showing. And that's through Watkins Public.
But it can be pre-ordered. It can be pre-ordered. And I have a website, which is judyariel.com. And it is giving me a little bit of trouble, but it will be okay in a day or two.
If this full moon to pass.
Yes, let the full moon pass and the retro and whatever else is going on. But it will, it's out there, and I will be having meditations also on the on my website that can be used. You mentioned the word proactive, and you know, it's a word, and I didn't really understand what it meant until I became proactive. Because when you're proactive, it means that you make a decision that the medication that you're given or the protocol that you're given is not the only thing that you're doing to deal with your disease. Mm-hmm. I saw the medication or the various protocols as serving my purposes more than, you know, my actions serving the purpose of the medication. I made it into one whole unified thing because the mind, body, and spirit are together, and we have to deal with it. And if we only let the body get medication, we're losing out, and we're not letting ourselves heal in the maximum way possible.
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to read a blurb from the book itself as far as, you know, because it offers guidance and inspiration, and that's what our show is all about, right? Inspired living. And
thank
we like
you
to see that people are the inspired and the inspiration, and that's along with you as well, Judy. And just, you know, what I liked about the book is, you know, it's not only for cancer sufferers as they undergo the various stages of treatment, but also to those supporting them, enabling them to understand better the experience of the cancer patient, as well as the possibilities, and I think that's the key word, the possibilities of mind-body empowerment, because it is about the mind-body and spirit connection. And that mind-body empowerment is something that Einstein talked about all the time of what we're capable as a species. So I wanted to also just throw that out there to the inspired listeners too, that it's not a book just about cancer, but it's about those of us that have been on the supporting side of watching a family member as Kim is currently going through, and I've gone through, and as Judy is living, you know, with this incurable bone marrow cancer. The book.
I'm in remission, by the way. I'm in remission.
Oh, you are in remission.
Excellent. Okay. I'm in remission. What, do you think I would stay with it? It comes back. Right. It comes back.
Then I go back to remission. Okay. But I guess if you think about it, at the end of the day, we're all terminal at some point, right? It's just a matter of time, you know, and when we decide to, you know, incarnate back into the spiritual energy form, I guess. But I just wanted to throw that out there for the book. And again, it's Watkins Publishing is the publishing company, correct?
Yes.
So we'll make sure to put a link on Amazon or to your website. Would you rather have a link to Amazon or to your website, since your website's giving you some difficulties?
If you can't do both, then put the link to Amazon for the book, because that's okay. The way you can get it. I also have a link on my website for Amazon or for Barnes & Noble or independent bookstores. But whatever you can do is fine.
We'll do Amazon, since I'm here in Seattle and, you know, headquarters of Amazon, I guess. We'll throw those links on our closed Inspired Living Radio Facebook page for our Inspired listeners. If you want to check that out, check out Judy's journey, her written book. And again, it's also in celebration of World Cancer Day, which is going to be next Sunday. Well, I guess it's this Sunday, isn't it? February 4th. That's just right around the corner. So we want to put this into World Cancer Day, because most of us, the three of us talking today, and most of our inspired listeners all around the world have been touched by cancer in some form or another. So real quick, Judy, I want to also, as I'm looking at the cover of the book, I want you to tell me about the journey for the book cover. I'm always fascinated with why people choose what they choose for their book covers. If you could just talk a little bit about that real quick.
Okay, well, the book cover, this is very interesting. I was doing a lot of work. I was working on preparing for chemotherapy, and I have a story to tell about that in my preparation. But I'll just tell about the book cover. And I told them at Watkins I wanted them to use a painting of mine, but I wanted one that was filled with joy. And I signed my artwork, Judith with Joy, because I don't believe in the suffering artist idea. I think that that's a passé. The artist should come from joy.
I like that.
Yeah. So that's, and after I had done all of the back stuff, and after I did everything, and all of a sudden I felt like I didn't have any work to do, I drew this this mandala and this drawing. And it was the first drawing that I did that was just pleasure. And that's what Watkins chose, which was so perfect.
Yeah, like I said, I was looking at the cover, and I always love doing radio and talking with people all around the world and getting their journey of why this picture specifically, because it had a couple of combinations of things. So I just wanted to see what the and usually there's a backstory associated with the cover of the book, because this is also your baby, right? This is something that you've been working on. How long did it take you to write this book?
Well, you know, I started journaling, and I have a lot of my journal excerpts in the book, and one of the excerpts was fairly early on, you know, maybe this will turn into a book, like, you know. So it's a long time, and then I wrote it and I was the center of the book, but I'm not important enough to be the center of a book, you know. Nobody knows me, who cares, right?
Oh, but they're getting to know you, Judy.
but the point is that I made the person who reads the book.
Right.
That was it took a while for me to get to release all of the things that I had to release and then to focus on the real point of the book.
Right.
Which was to give the tools and to help people have a different way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, mm-hmm. I couldn't do anything. I was a total needy person. I couldn't give myself a cup of tea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that, when you're so needy, that's very negative, and that gives a feeling of failure. And as if every time you're given something, it's a reflection of your need. And I thought of the law of attraction, and I said, how can I switch this around? I can't stay needy. That's not gonna put me where I want to go. And I said to myself, who gets everything? Has people dress them and bathe them if necessary, wash their feet, whatever. Who has this privilege? Not out of need, but out of joy or out of a good place. And I decided that I must be a queen. So I decided that I was a queen, and that everybody around me was my loyal subjects and royalty that was around me to help me. Instead of seeing it as need, I saw it in another light. I tried to focus. I tried to change it around.
Change perspective.
People thought I was crazy a little bit, but maybe not.
You had an attitude for gratitude as well. And when you change your perception, and Dr. Wayne Dyer talked about that, when you change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at start to change. And that is real truth. Just for the sake of time, Judy, I want to real quick, because we only have a few minutes left of the show, but part two of your book, it goes into more of the thought work and some of the tools, including setting healing intentions. And I want you to speak to that real quick, because I'm a firm believer that energy follows whatever your intention is, whatever is for your journey. And I know that the book took you a long time, but I love, too, that it was in first-person perspective, and then it changes for all of us into third-person perspective. But it's still your journey, and thank you for sharing that. But let's give some tools to the inspired listeners for the healing intentions and mindful breathing and cultivating an attitude of gratitude.
Well, in every stage that you have to decide what you want. And most of the time, we don't think about it. We don't think about it. We just go on default. It's like, what are you putting inside your cells? Are you putting, when the chemotherapy washes it out, what do you put inside afterwards? You have to intend and not just let the default go in.
Mm-hmm.
And to be grateful for everything that you can do. One thing that I did, everybody thought that I was going to die, and I had to change their view. So I wrote emails to everyone, and I invited them to farewell parties, to a virtual farewell party. And when I was having my chemotherapy, and I told them everything I intended, and I asked them to join me and to imagine me saying goodbye with a glass of wine, clicking glasses with my cancer cells, saying goodbye, thanking them for whatever they did, and thanking them for leaving my body. And people who believed in that kind of stuff knew what I was talking about. People who didn't believe it thought I was nuts, but they said, okay, at least they didn't think I was going to die.
The queen is saying goodbye.
I was changing the way the world looked at me. That was an intention that I made, mm-hmm. not to have to fight every mirror of, oh my goodness, she was so spiritual and now she's going to die, and all this stuff, So that's also, this was before Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. It was years ago. So also, I think, very important that we decide how we want people to see us. Mm-hmm. And we can make these intentions mm-hmm. and create them.
Yeah,
and it works.
No, energy follows your intent, and I'm a firm believer in that. So set your intent, and what you want for your intent, you'll get out of. That's it. It is that law of attraction as well.
Yes, and you must, but you can't have an intention and then just do nothing about it.
Exactly.
You have to put attention on this intention, attention with an A,
I like that.
And your desire into some kind of activity. That's why I say thought work. It's taking your thoughts and then putting it in an activity, doing something so that you have an act. It's not, it doesn't stay as a passing thought in your mind. It goes into some kind of action.
I love that. I think we're going to leave it there, Judy, just as the show is about to close, but putting attention into your intention. That's very powerful. I love that. And for
with
our
desire. With desire. With and desire. not questioning if it can work or not work. I had no idea that I would be in the physical condition that I am. I dance every week. I go dancing. I do so much. You would never believe it.
Well, let's keep it there. Let's just keep on dancing, dancing with cancer.
Yes.
Celebrate World Cancer Day on February 4th. Judy, thank you so much for being a special
Thank you, Judy.
Thanks so much for inviting me. Thank you so much.
Lots of fun. And pay attention to your intentions. We'll be back next Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern here on Inspired Living Radio. And until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.